I went to waving at the airport tire, way out there. Waving at it, so I went back down. And they had airplanes circling all over out there, you know, because I was at the end of the runway. Directly, I seen this cop car come around that other gate. That son of a gun shot his pistol, shot the lock off, scared the crap out of me. I saw it all. I was praying out there all that time anyway, you know. Oh God, poor baby, you know. I couldn't revive it. Well, after a while, I learned he'd been in the water over 3 or 4 hours. So he drove a cop car out there, and he told us two boys he had Floyd with him, so sit down over there.
The baby was
dead. Drowned. Mouth was blue, his eyes, that's what I remember, his eyes were open. Had a diaphragm, no shirt. So we had to sit out there, and he called on his radio asking if anybody was missing the baby. We had to sit out there until he got a call back. That was about 30 minutes. Nobody reported one yet. So finally, somebody called in the police there and reported the baby. So they got the next of kin, not the people that had the baby, to come out there and identify it. We had to sit there. We sit there. So the police went and got my mom and dad to meet them. They come out there. I told him what we did, you know, and finally this guy come out there and looked at the baby and broke down severe, you know. Next day we had to go to mom and daddy's house of the baby, because she was cracking up. They wanted me to explain to him how it looked peaceful and just like it went to sleep and everything, so I had to go do that, and I did. And yeah, I seen somebody drown. How's that?
Yeah.
That
was
They had a big write-up in the paper after that, the chase is what they called it. I'll never forget, I think Mama got the clipping. They all patted me on the back and all that, you know. Scared to death.
Okay. Now, if the little child sings prayers, you say, you walked over to the bed and...
kneeled down.
Okay.
I said a prayer.
You might say, I'm going over to... Well, talk about something you said you saw in your sleep, you say.
Dream?
Yeah.
Had a dream.
But I can't remember what I
dreamed about.
When I woke up. You dreamed you were falling, and before you hit the ground, you
woke up. I ain't never done that, but I heard other people did.
Yeah,
better make you wake up.
If you do that, you say you're
stomping your foot
on the floor. And if a boy meets a girl at a dance, how did you meet your wife, sir?
Yeah. In the park.
Okay. If a boy say meets a girl at a dance, he'd say,
may I have a dance?
Okay, or
can I have a dance with you?
If he wants to go home with her, he'd say, may I
take you home?
Okay. You might tell a child, you say to him, now, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it. Stay away from it.
All right. If you want to meet, say, somebody in town, you say, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
Wait for you. Now, you were in school, and you left your pencil on your desk, and you came back, and somebody
stole it.
You say, who?
Stole my pencil.
Now, how did you keep in touch, Craig, with people, say, relatives that moved away when you were young?
Well, how did I? I didn't. My parents did, by writing.
Okay.
Write a letter.
Yesterday, I
wrote a letter.
And tomorrow, I expect he'll...
Writing one back?
Yeah, I'm expecting a what?
Letter. Return letter.
Well, if somebody asks a question, you're getting a...
reply?